We are shifting from our discussion about Bechor Behema Tmeya to Bechor Behema Tahora, as we've mentioned, I think, every week in the first 30 seconds. So there are three different kinds of Bechor. This is like my, like, if you walk away with one thing from this year, it should be that. There are three different kinds of Bechors. There is Bechor of Adam, there is Bechor of Behema Tmeya, which we limit to a Chamor, and then there is a Bechor of Behema Tahora, of a pure animal. The Bechor of Behema Tahora has a bunch of unique halachos. The plan for tonight is to do really two things. Number one is to give over some basic dinim about Bechor of a kosher animal, its status and what we do with it. The second part of tonight, the primary goal is to go through in terms of the lumdus, one very famous yesod, which comes up with slightly different formulations and a variety of achronim and seems to be implicit in some rishonim, as we will, as Hashem point out. Let's start like this. The Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, we already referenced Bechor in Parshas also, but the Torah tells us here in Parshas Bo, Kadesh li kol Bechor, Petr kol Rechem, Bifnei Yisrael, Ba'adam uva behema lihu. There is a certain Kedusha which takes place with all Bechors. We already are familiar with the fact from Bechor Behema Tmeya that there may be some ambiguity. It may not be entirely clear what kind of Kedusha we are actually talking about. What makes the Bechor of the Behema Tahora, the Bechor of the pure animal, what makes it unique is that we actually are makriv it on the Mizbeach. The Bechor Adam, the firstborn child, so we engage in Pidyon HaBen. We redeem the child with money. When it comes to Bechor Behema Tmeya, the Petr Chamor, we redeem it with a Seh. This is the one Bechor that we are actually makriv on the Mizbeach. It's a Bechor that we're makriv on the Mizbeach. And it has the following status. The Mishnah in Zvachim tells us, in Daf Nun Vav, we know that there are different levels of Kachim. There's Kachay Kachim and Kachim Kalim. There are different nafkaminas, depending on how you categorize where you're at. Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach are Kachim Kalim. They are of, they're not similar to the Ola and the Chatas. They're a bit of a different kind of Kedusha. And that gives us a certain halacha, shchitaslim b'chol makom ba'azara. You could shecht it. We're more lenient in terms of where you can shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be ne'echal anywhere. It's going to be ne'echal for kohanim, b'chol ir, b'chol maichal, shnei yamim v'layla echad. You can eat a bechor for 2 days and one night after it's shechted. That's some of its halacha. With a regular Bechor, Behema Tahora, you're going to go, you're going to be makriv it, the Kohen is going to receive part of it, and the Kohen is going to eat it. However, Chazal also tells us, what if the Bechor has a mum? What if the Bechor has a blemish? So the halacha is that the Bechor has a blemish, it also goes to a Kohen, but we're not going to be makriv it. We are not makriv on the Mizbeach, Ba'ali mum. I mean, if it's a carbon of an Akam, I think we're makriv it, as long as it's not mechusar efer. But pashtus, we're not makriv on the mizbeach, a baal mum. And instead, we give it to a kohen. When you give it to a kohen, if it has a mum, it has no kedusha. Pashtus, it has no kedusha. Ad kedei kach, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hill have machlokas in the Mishnah Bechorus and Daf Lamed Beis, whether a non-Jew, and we paskin like Beis Hillel, that even a non-Jew, the kohen can feed a non-Jew this Bechor Behema Tahora that had a mum. That even a non-Jew is allowed to eat it. The Tosfos Yontif and the Marshal talk about what maybe whether that's not so appropriate to give it to a non-Jew, even though strictly speaking it's mutter. But that's just a little bit of an overview of Bechor Behema Tahora. This is not something that we're going to redeem. It's something that has Kedusha. It has Kedusha. We're going to offer it on the Mizbeach. If you're not able to, and it's going to be like Kachim Kalim, if you're not able to offer it as a karbon, it has a balmum, so then what am I going to do? I'm going to give it to a kohen. Ad kan as far as a little bit of an overview of some of the basic halachos. You can look in the Rambam here in the beginning of the Choros, verse number 7, the Rambam summarizes some of what we just quoted from different Mishnayos I want to now shift to what is a major yesod. It's a yesod. We'll start with saying it like a hakira, but we will try to share a yesod and note how it's taken through a bunch of different contexts. in general, we know from, we referenced a couple of weeks ago, when it comes to the world of Kachim, that there are different kinds of Kedusha. There's Kedushas HaGuf, Kedusha that's inherent in an animal. That's like what you're going to offer in the Mizbeach, is inherent in the animal, in the Guf itself. Then there's Kedusha, the way many say it is only one other category, Kedusha Damim or Kedusha Berek HaBayis, where it's not that the animal itself is Kadosh, but the value of the animal is Kadosh, and therefore it's easier to redeem, etc. Pashtus, what we want to say this, what we want to try to figure out, we saw with Petr Chamor, that it's not so clear what kind of Kedusha does the Bechor Behema Temeya have. We spoke about it in the past. The Chamor's, the first Bechor, what kind of Kedusha does it have? We have a similar question when it comes to Bechor Behema Tehora, the Bechor we're talking about now that we're actually Makrif. And here we'll note a yesod. It's a yesod found in many achronim. It's in the Ma'aril Ghazi there in verse number 8. In Bechoros, he has a very, very nice way of saying it. And what they seem to assume is as follows. Every Bechor, he suggests, really has two different kinds of Kedusha. Bechor Behema Tehora has two different kinds of Kedusha. One kind we are much more, or on some level, more familiar with. It has Kedusha because you're going to be makrivit as a carbon. And carbonos all have a certain kind of Kedusha. Kedushas ha'guf, they all have a certain kind of Kedusha. That's something which you find again by many things. Now, what's unique about the Bechor is that even though it has Kedusha because your makrivit is a carbon, and maybe we'll speak about this next week, it's not that, it's really Kadosh Meirechem. Once it's born, it's already kadosh with that kedusha. Usually with kachim, you have to go and be makdish it. Here, it's already kadosh from the beginning, although there may be an Indian of you be makdish it, but already from the beginning, it's already kadosh. But that is bishvil hakrava. Suggest the Ma'ariel Al-Ghazi, there is another element to the kedusha of a Bechor Behema Tehora. Not something which is just because you're going to be makrivit, but he writes kim ikra kedushaso namihu bishvil shu bichlal matnos kahuna tzika rachmana lekohenim. The Gemara in Baba Kama tells us that there are 24 matnos kahuna. The Rambam quotes this in the first paragraph of Hilchos Bikurim, that there are 24 matnos kahuna. Says the Ma'aril Ghazi, there's one element of kedusha on this animal because you're makrivit on the mizbeach, but there's a second element of Kedusha in this animal, which we will call Kedushas Bechor. It is a unique kind of Kedusha. This unique kind of Kedusha is one that is mechayiv me to give it to a Kohen. Where do you see this? So I'll give you one just quick context on where you see it, and then we'll take it through, I think, two other areas. What the Ma'aril Al-Ghazi points out is, well, how do I know this is true? There's this other kind of Kedusha. Because he points out, with most karbanos that are only kadosh because they're omed lehakrava, so if they get a baal mum, once they have a mum, so in many ways that kedusha is altered. But what's the din with a bechor behema tahora? Once the mum is there, you're still chayav to give it to a kohen. So ein hachinami, it may not have, he's allowed to, once he gets it, it belongs to the kohen. But it's, and he can even maybe give it to a non-Jew, but it still has an element of Kedusha, which is Mechayiv me to give it to a Kohen. In that sense, just to point out, we start seeing, if you want to contrast different kinds of Bechor, on the one hand, Bechor Behema Tehora is unique in that you're offering it on the Mizbeach. On the other hand, just like with Pidyon HaBen, it involves a giving money to a Kohen, just like with Petr Chamor, you're giving a set to a Kohen, so to hear, there is a matnas kahuna component. And it's a matnas kahuna component which exists even when you're not makrivit. When I'm makrivit, the kohen eats it. Even when I'm not makrivit, I'm still going to give it. I want to focus on one particular kind that comes up, and then again, we'll do probably one additional, assuming that there is time. Bechor and chutz la'aretz. Bechor and chutz la'aretz. The sugya bit in Meseches Tmura and Daf Chaf Aleph. What's the status of a Bechor in Chutz La'aretz? So let's start like this. Rabbi Kiva is quoting the Gemara in Tzmur and Daf Chaf Aleph from Abayis. Yochel Yala Adam Bechor Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz Bizman Mechutz Kaim V'yakrivenu Tamed Lomer V'yachal Dothen Shem L'kaicha Meiser D'Gancha. We learn from a Hekesh from Meiser that a Bechor Behema Tehora that is born in Chutz La'aretz, you are not Makriv Al Gabe HaMizbeach. you're not makriv al gabi mizbeach. There's a din that we're not makriv it. According to many Rishonim, again, in Eretz Yisrael, the Bechor, it's good, you'll be makriv mizbeach. If it's born in Chutz Laaretz, you're not going to, there will be no such halacha, you'll not be makriv it, so such Rabbi Akiva, so paskin many of the Rishonim. The Ramban, as well as the Ravid in Hilchos Bechoros, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, the Ramban and the Ravid hold that all that means, the Bechor from Chutz Laaretz still has regular Dinei Kedusha. As the Ravid writes, Kedusha's Bechor Yeshbo, even if it's in Chutz Laaretz, it does have Kedusha. Ve'eno Nigzas V'ne'eva, you're not allowed to use this Bechor in Chutz Laaretz to... It's from Ziza, you're not allowed to shear it, I think would be that's the English word for that. You're not allowed to use it as much. It still has Kedusha. Not only that, ve'eno ne'echel ela b'mumo. You're only allowed to consume it once it actually gets a mum, but until it has a mum, it really does have Kedusha. So says the Ramban, and so says the Ravid. Just, we're not makriv it. The Rambam Shita, however, is interesting. In the girsa of the Rambam, which we seem to... There are different girsaos in the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah happens to maintain that really... that the Ravid and the Ramban had the wrong girsa. And the Rambam, Kesef Mishnah, thinks that even the Rambam is really like the those other Rishonim. But in at least one of the girsas, with the girsa that the Ravid had for sure, and the Ramban also... The Rambam held that a Bechor in Chutz Laaretz, Ela Harehu Kechulin, the Bechor in Chutz Laaretz does not have, it's like Chulin, V'yochal B'mumo. And you eat it once it gets a mum. The Tor quotes that also, that understanding of the Rambam, in Yoredei and Simon Shin Vav. These halachas are lemaisa nowadays, because it's not talking in Mizbeach. The Tor writes, Kasva Rambam, She'eno Noeg Ela Ba'aretz. Vafilum huvu mechutz laaretz laaretz lo yakrivu shehem chulin gemurin. So, a bechor in chutz laaretz, you're not allowed to eat makriv on the mizbeach. So says Rabbi Akiva, according to the Ravid and the Ramban, but it still has kedusha, iser gziza, iser avoda, only until tumah. The Rambam, however, in this girsa understands a bechor that's born in chutz laaretz is really like chulin gemurin, and you can eat it once it gets a mum. One second. Okay. So what's going on with the Rambam Shita? So first of all, if we had more time, we'd point out the Ravid and the Ramban, especially has a lot of rayas, it's hard to say that there's really nothing going on with the Bechor that's born in Chutz Laaretz. It's very hard to argue that that's true. So you have two Mahalchem. The Minchas Chinach points out, this seems to be the Sefer Chinach, that according to the Rambam, what happens is as follows. All the Rambam means is that Mida Oraisa, a Bechor in Chutz Laaretz, has no Kedusha. However, the Rambam maintains, and this also is pretty clear in the Sefer Achinah, that in Chutz Laaretz, Mida Rabbanan, there is Kedusha. And therefore, some of the Rayas the Ramban brings, that even in Chutz Laaretz, they were treating it with a degree of Kedusha, that's because in Chutz Laaretz, Mida Rabbanan, we treated it with Kedusha. So maybe a pshat, why am I waiting for it to be a mum before I'm going to eat it? Because Mida Rabbanan, we're machmir until it has a mum, that you're not supposed to eat it, but fundamentally, it is really chul and gemurin. Just we are somewhat machmir for it. Says Minchas Chinuch, ach min haTorah ein noe klal b'shum kedusha midrabbanan noe kedusha bechor. We're not going to offer it because if you bring it to Yerushalayim, why aren't we going to be makriv of it? Because midoraisa, that's not really considered to be a karban. But we are still going to be nizar for it. Rav Zolti in Mishnas Yaivitz offers another pshat, working off of a very similar yisod to the Ma'arad al-Gadim. And he suggests as follows. Pshat in the Rambam is like this. Alright, the Rambam writes that b'chor from chutz laaretz is kechulin gemurin. It's like regular chulin. However, the Ravid points out, but aren't there isurim that come with it? And why are you only eating it when it becomes a balmum? What exactly is going on here? So Rav Zolti suggests that's because there are really two different elements of the kedusha of a bechor. On the one hand, one element of the kedusha, it has kedusha because you're going to makriv it on a mizbeach. Okay, well that makes sense with the bechor from Eretz Yisrael. But a bechor from Chutz Laaretz, we aren't makriv a Bechor from Chutz Laaretz. So that kind of Kedusha, the Kedusha which stems from the fact that it's like a carbon and you're going to be makriv it, that Kedusha is gone. And that's what the Rambam means when he says, Arayu Kichulin Gemurim. He means from the perspective of regular Dine Kachim, we view this as Chulin Gemurim. However, there is another element to Bechor. If you look here on source number 19, but if you on page 4 in the second paragraph, he writes like this: And the Ravid Meisigal says the Efsher writes as follows: Shechal bo din bechor lemanas kahuna afa pisha lo chabo chalos kedushas bechor. There are going to be a Bechor in Chutz Laaretz doesn't have the Kedusha of category number 1 that we're makrivit on Mizbeach. It does have Kedusha of category number 2 that it is a Matnos Kahuna. And because it's a Matnos Kahuna, he writes, that's why it's going to be Noah given in Chutz Laaretz, and that's why it's going to have a variety of halachos. Could be you have to give it to a Kohen, and could be the Kohen can only eat it once it gets a mum, because it still does have a degree of Kedusha. What the Rishulti suggests is that there's really two reasons why it can only be eaten once it has a mum. Number one is because then it can't be no hakarava. Number two is in order to is that you can't eat a bechor until it has a mum. Let's chaz what we said so far, and then be able to have one more discussion that should be, I think, a little bit interesting. Yeah. We saw this follow. Bechor behemoth tahora is a unique kind of bechor, unlike the other two where you redeemed the bechor of a behemoth tahora of a regular kosher animal. We're going to makir on this beach. If we're not makir on this beach because it has a mum or chutzarts and like, you're going to give it to a kohen. It becomes one of Maz Kahuna. We saw that according to Maril Gaza, he's been niyachi. So the bechor has kedusha not only because it's a carbon like other carbonos, it also has kedusha because you are. It is one of the manos kahuna. The brisker rav and hilchos bechoros. The Brisker Rav in his Perish on the Rambam, although here it's not really the Rambam, it's on Baba Kama, Daf Yud Beis. The Brisker Rav has another application of, if it's not the same chiluk of two kinds of kedushas, it's at least very, very similar. And he starts like this. In general, with Matnos Kahuna, there is a question about when you have the right and don't have the right to choose which Kohen it's going to go to. The Gemara has a machlokas in a couple of different places. That choice that I have, which coin to give it to, is that tovas hana, mammon or ena mammon, what's the status of like my ability to control who I'm going to give it to? Some of us are familiar with the halakas of makire kahuna. If you have your coin that you always give it to, then it's ki'ilu, he gets it already, even though I actually haven't given it to him. But a person in general has a degree of control, some more and some a little bit less. When it comes to Bechor Behema Tahora, so do I have flexibility about which Kohen I'm going to give it to? Or is there a specific group of Kohanim that I give the Bechor to? So, if you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Bechoros, Perek Av, Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam writes at the end, V'yirali, Shabechor Nosein L'chol Kohen Sheyirza. The way that the Minchas Chinuch reads the Rambam, which is over the simple shot of the Rambam, I'm going to cut the Mishnah for a little different shot. What the Rambam seems to tell us is that when it comes to Bechor, you have your choice. You have your Bechor Behema Torah. You can give it to any Kohen that you want. You have that degree of flexibility. However, there are Achronim that point out that the Maral Gad points out already, the Tosefta in Mesechas Sukkah, as well as the Yerushalmi, there we find it's pretty explicit. The Bechor is not given to any Kohen you want. The Bechor is given to V'achilasan b'mishmar ha'kavua. We know some of us from the Sugyas in Mesechas Tainis that there was a rotation of Kohanim who were working in the Mikdash. And it sounds from the Tosefta, it sounds from the Yerushalmi, that the Kohen can't give it to anyone that he wants, but rather he has to give it to the Kohanim that it's their turn to work inside the Mikdash. He can't choose, he has to give it to a specific part. So what about the Rambam? The Rambam writes, you can give it l'chol kohen sheh, l'chol kohen sheh yirtzeh. What's pshat in shitas ha Rambam? That's our question. How does Rambam say you can give it to whoever you want? Haray, doesn't it say in the Tosefta, you have to give it dafka to those who are with the Mishmar? So I'll tell you three potential answers to this question. Answer number one, if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, you could reread the Rambam. Maybe when the Rambam says you can give a l'chol kohen shegirtzah, that's not really what he means. We're not focusing on this right now. Maybe you could read that a little bit differently, and we'll save that on the side for now. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Erchin. Chaim and Rambam Hilchos Erchin, Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin. So Reb Chaim suggests, Maral Gazi also suggests as such. The Rambam does not paskin like the Tosefta. The Rambam rejects the Yerushalmi. The Rambam maintains that Ein Hachinam, you can give l'chol kohen shegirtzah. The Rambam doesn't paskin like every Tosefta, every Yerushalmi. And the Rambam understands that Bechor, you have the right to give to any kohen you want. In that sense, the Chorah is more analogous to Pidyon HaBen, or to Bechor Behemoth Tmeya, where you have the right to choose any kohen that you want to give. The Brisker Rav and Hilchos Bechoros offers the following pshat. It's a very similar chiluk, although I think said from a bit of a different angle. The Brisker Rav offers the following suggestion. He tainas like this. If you look already in Rambam, if you really learn Perek Aleph of Hilchos Bikurim, when the Rambam summarized the 24 Manas Kahuna, I think the Ma'ari Korkus there has already sent some of this. The different ways of organizing and breaking it down. But Pashtus, there are two main categories of Matnas Kahuna. There are some Matnas Kahuna, now we're going to know this not so Pashtus, and you're going to tell me that it's the only Chakira that I know about these things, that there are some, says the Brisker Rav, that are Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. It's a Matnas Kahuna which is not direct from me to the Kohen. It's a Matnas Kahuna where I really give it to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam delivers it to the Kohen. Now, we're familiar with the Rambam, how that may be true in regards to Truma, but usually that's true in regards to Karbanos. Anything that the Kohen eats that comes from a Karban, so it's not coming directly from me to the Kohen. That's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. When the Kohen eats a Karban Chatas, so what's really happening in a certain sense? I'm Makriv the Karban, and then we're giving him Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Now the Kohenim are allowed to come and eat the Chatas. But there's another kind of Matnas Kahuna. The other kind of Matnas Kahuna is Shebigvulin. Matnas Kahuna, which is not a function of you gave it to Mikdash, you were Makar the Mizbeach, and then Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, but rather it is a kind of Matnas Kahuna which is more direct from me to the Kohen, and that is Dafka one that's there. Suggest the Brisker Rav the following. And here's another way of saying it. Maybe, he's down on this question, I believe, a little bit. It's not that there's always two Kedushas of Bechor, but maybe it sort of depends a little bit. When I have a Bechor, Behema Tahora, a regular Bechor, and I'm going to be Makriv that, on the Mizbeach, that primarily is a kedusha. You want to use Ma'ariel Gazi terms, a kedusha for Hakurava. It's like a karban. In the way that Brisker Rav says it out, that is a matnas kahuna mishulchan gavoa kazachu. That's one that the Ribbono Shel Olam plays a role, and that's the one that is a function of the Hakurava. Says the Brisker Rav, when the Tosefta says, when the Yerushalmi says that you can give it dafka to the Kohanim who are Ovid at the Mishmar, what he means is the regular Bechor, Behema, Tehora, that has to be given specifically to the Kohanim who are of Ovid in the Beis HaMikdash at that time. That's the kind of Kedusha it is. That's where I have to give it. But says the Brisker Rav, that's not what the Rambam meant when the Rambam said you can give it L'chol Kohen Shegirtzah. What the Rambam meant there, if you look in source number 27 on the sheet, there the Rambam, and you have to, again, there's a little bit of a kinesh here, if you want to, could be Michayim also, it's a similar kind of halacha before your makrivit, that the Brisker Rav writes, when the Rambam says about Kohen Shegirtzah, that's referring to a Bechor that either has a mum and I'm not going to be makrivit, or I haven't maybe yet been makrivit. So it hasn't yet been Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. That's more of a regular Matnas Kahuna, where I give it directly to a Kohen, not a function of the Hakarava. And because it's not a function of the Hakarava, it's not going to be limited to the Kohanim who are Ovid in the Beis HaMikdash then. That's when the Rambam says, I can give it L'chol Kohen Sheyirtzah. That's where I have the ability to give it to any Kohen that I want. Let's chazer what we said, and we'll try and just maybe at one point by way of chazara. There are different kinds of Bechoros. There's a Bechor of a person that you redeem in Pidyon HaBen. There's a bechor of an impure animal, the chamor. That is one that you redeem with a seh, at least ideally with a seh, not the value of the chamor. There we spoke about the last couple of weeks, if I don't want to redeem it, I have to do arefas petar chamor, etc. We then tonight are talking about the bechor of the behema tahora. We saw that it is somewhat unique, and that I'm makavid on the mizbeach. And part of what we're exploring, it's not just a halachic, a technical halachic distinction, that you happen to be makavid on the mizbeach, but rather it's more than that. It is one that reflects upon a different kind of kedusha, and according to Maril Elgazi, according to the Mishnah Staivitz, and according to the Brisker Rav, albeit in a slightly different way, he's doing it more from the perspective of Manas Kahuna, that before Behemoth Torah is going to have two dinim of kedusha. It's going to have kedusha of regular omid lahakarava, regular karban. It's also going to have a form of kedusha, which is there, dafka, as a result of the fact that I'm chayav to give it to a kohen, regular Manas Kahuna. What's that going to impact? One, it'll explain why even when it's a balmum, there's still certain dinim about what I do with it, because it still has a dugi of kedusha. Then we saw two areas it's going to impact. One is Bechor and Chutz La'aretz. What's the name of a Bechor and Chutz La'aretz? The Rambam on the one hand called the Chul and Gemurim, but still gives it some halachic status, because even though it lost Kedusha, category number one, of Omi Lahakrava, of Jesus Karban, it still is a form of Kedusha. And the Brisker Rav, to where do I drive the ability to choose who I'm going to give it to, as if it's Omid Lahakrava, Anshe Mishmar, that's a Yerushalmi, that's a Tosefta. If it's going to be a Balmum, or it hasn't yet been Mach, there hasn't yet, I've not engaged in Hakrava, so there I can give it the Chalkoin Shigirtsa, because there I don't have the Mishulchan Kavoa, Kazachu Maskuna, but rather a different halacha. Maybe we'll end that. Guys, have a wonderful night.